fantastic. I got to say, a coach guy told me to tell you what's up. I was in the gym today, and I told him you're going to be on. So I said that from Coach Guy. There we go.
Coach Guy, that's my dude, man. You got to tell him I said what's up, man.
I will, man. He's got me He's got me bench pressing my body weight, which is great.
That's great.
Listen.
Walk only weighs 110 pounds, Tyler. So.
That's messed up.
Hey, we got to get that up, man.
That's inaccurate, but not that far off. Let's talk a little bit about you because, you know, I remember so many times Dabo Swinney telling us, and even like some of your teammates talking about Antonio Williams and his path back from an injury his sophomore year and how it really helped him last year. And it just struck me that you're in the same boat, man, that you had a great freshman year, and in that sophomore year, you were just kind of wearing it a little bit. Where are you mentally right now relative to where you were a few months ago when it seemed like you just could not get out of the cycle of injury?
Honestly, just blessed, man, just more grateful than ever right now. And like you said, just being able to watch Antonio Williams take full advantage of his recovery and, you know, take it everything – more seriously and more like a pro is just very inspiring to me, and definitely put me in the right direction to follow those footsteps.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, did you guys have those conversations? It seemed like he'd be a heck of a source to lean on there. I mean, how frequently did you guys talk about it when you were going through, I'm sure, some hard moments in there?
It was always, man, you know, just always motivating me, you know, because he's been in my shoes. And, you know, when a guy's really been through the same things you have and have your same experience, you really have a lot of respect and, you know, open ears and open to what they had to say. So it's all really great.
You're in a really good group. And sometimes I think, you know, being around good people elevates everybody, the rising tide that lifts all ships. What is it like going to work every day with this receiver core where you guys, I'm sure, feel like whoever gets the ball thrown at you, somebody's making that play?
It's honestly a blessing, man. Just being around a lot of like-minded guys that just want to continuously get better day in and day out with a strong wide receiver coach at the head of it, just leading us through every single day, a strong, godly man. You know, just having those type of morals rub off on his players. I'm just very grateful, man. Everybody's just grateful, and we just all want to see each other succeed. And, you know, when you got a lot of players like that, sometimes selfishness can come into play, but that's nowhere to be found in our room, man. We just all want to see each other be great.
You know, it's crazy that you're going into your third year. Cade Klubnik's going into his fourth year. That's crazy, too. How have you seen him level up as somebody who's obviously been spending a lot of time with him in the offseason?
Yeah, man, just in every aspect of the game, honestly. He's a pro. He honestly just takes his whole, you know, situation as a pro. You know, coming in my freshman year, coming first year as a starter, you know, getting all those, I feel like quarterback's the most criticized position in football. You know, he got a lot of that criticism, and the way he bounced back in that year after that, man, it just shows how mature he is and how he really takes his craft serious, and he doesn't let any of the outside noise get to his head. And I really think that's what a quarterback needs, and he's got it. He's got it, man.
Visiting with Tyler Brown, Clemson wide receiver, Greenville High alum, upstate native, and we appreciate his time today. Let me ask you a little bit about a couple other guys in the room. TJ Moore, Brian Wesco, they seem like they're poised, man. They're ready to bust out. What have you seen from them in the offseason as they've sort of tried to come into and meet this moment?
A jump, man. Definitely a jump, man. They had a freshman year, you know. Freshman year, you know, you learn the playbook and stuff like that, and they still putting up numbers. So just to see them get stronger and smarter and faster, it's going to be scary, man. I'm so proud of them guys, how they just took in the offseason all truly just as much as they could take in. And, you know, we all learning together, and them so, you know, more than others because they were the freshmen last year, and now they, you know, learning coverages and, you know, how – depth, why are you running this route instead of just running the singular route, you know? What else are you opening up and stuff like that? And it's just going to be fun to watch.
Tyler, very few players on Clemson's roster have been in the situation where a legitimate transfer comes into the room. What was that like, if anything, when Tristan Smith shows up? Was there apprehension where he's going to fit in and kind of how has he embraced this opportunity?
Well, open arms. He's embraced this whole opportunity with open arms, I will say, man. He's molded in so perfectly with the group of guys, not just on the field, but in the locker room, man. He's one of my best friends on the team right now. He's just so grateful, you know, coming from, JUCOs and stuff. He's still learning and stuff, but he's going to be a dude, man. He's got the length. He's got the power, man. He just molded in well, and, you know, there wasn't no animosity or anything bringing in a legitimate 6'5" monster in our room. We just, you know, welcomed him with open arms, and just seeing him grow and learn has been amazing to me as well, you know, because having to do that so fast, possibly being his last year, he's just been so great, man, and it's just been good to see.
That hunger, we've heard people talk about that from he and Jeremiah Alexander, Will Helt, the hunger that they brought. You sort of brought that as a friend. You had to earn everything that you got. Do you feel like that's something that sort of started to rub off on everybody else, that it's a little bit of a hungrier roster because of what those guys have brought in that way?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You see guys act genuinely going out there and doing their thing, man. That don't make you want to do anything but get better and do the same thing. Just watching, having a backseat to watch those guys after being injured last year and just seeing it from a different lens was just amazing and just was so inspired, especially Antonio Williams coming back from injuries like I have and just the type of season he had is just so inspiring to watch and just builds a different type of hunger in me and just a different type of gratefulness to finally be out there on the field again.
One thing that I've found to be true about you is you are, like, supremely positive 100% of the time, smile on your face. Were there times last year where you found it hard to be that way? Or were you able to sort of access joy in the struggle not being out there and not being as healthy as you wanted to be?
You know, definitely at first there were some hard times. But, you know, my parents always told me you either going to pray or you're going to worry. Can't do both. So, you know, I really just put my whole path in the Lord's hands and just leaned on him and his understanding more so than my own. And just that's been really big for me, just being able to – I feel like my injury did bring me closer to the Lord. I will say that. And it's just been, you know, leaning on him and leaning on my parents for advice. And even my teammates, man, they just all circled around me and just nurtured me, encouraging me each and every day. Getting in and out in the treatment room, trainers, all that, man. I just have a great circle around me.
Let me ask you this, because while you're trying to get healthy, everybody else around you is leveling up. I'm sure you've worked on some things too. How do you feel you're a better receiver this year than you were this time last year?
I've just been treating myself like a pro, man. Nutrition wise, my body's transforming. My diet is transforming, and I just feel stronger and faster than ever, man, to be honest. And, you know, just really honing in on the little things, really learning this playbook, really learning, like I said, why I'm doing the things instead of just doing them. Just really becoming a student of the game has really helped me elevate my game, especially throughout this camp and, you know, this summer.
We have a texter that gets in and says, Tyler Brown is the next Marvin Harrison. Now that warms my heart. I'm a Colts fan, so that makes me feel good, man. I'm good with that. Do you have an influence like that? Somebody that you've tried to emulate with your game?
Honestly, man, Antonio Williams. If I'm being honest, man, I feel like he's one of the best in the game right now, to be honest. And just seeing him, like I said, go through that same path as me, honestly, just inspiring, man. He goes to work every single day, treats everything like a pro. You know, he goes hard. He doesn't take any days off, and he doesn't just do that for himself. He brings everyone with him as well. You know, if he's doing conditioning after practice, he gonna call the team. He gonna call the receivers to do conditioning a little extra. You know, he makes sure I get in the ice up after every practice with him. No, like no days off, man. He's just a really dedicated player that I really respect and watch after.
Tell me a little bit about the matchup with LSU. What types of things are you guys honing in on in this matchup that you feel like you can take advantage of? And maybe what challenges do they present to you guys as a wide receiver group?
Really just a lengthy core they got there. You know, a lot of transfers coming in. A great defense, honestly. It's going to be super fun. But I will say that I feel like we are ready. We've been working hard, you know. Haven't take any days off, because as soon as you take a day off, you're going to go backwards, man. You take you take one day off, that means you're going back three. So we just all been trying to, you know, study hard, study our game plan, go through their personnel. You know, I feel like we got the tools to do so. Go handle business.
Yeah, to me, you're talking about the length that they have. When you're giving up 2 or 3 inches, right, and you're up against like a 6'2" guy or something like that, how do you attack him? Like, if you're in the slot or you're out wide, what are the things that you're trying to take advantage of with a guy who's maybe got more length, but you're still trying to get open against that guy?
Yeah, just go about it the same way, honestly. You know, in that slot, they can't really press as much. Or even when they do press, you know, I will say you just have to do, you know, the moves that you would do on a normal, you know, 6'5", 11" slot, maybe a little bit earlier just because their reach and stuff like that. And that's just the type of details in the game that I've just became better at and I've learned about. So just like when and how to do second-level releases and things of that sort.
Great stuff, man. One more question and we'll let you run. I know you got a busy day. Is there anything statistically you want to accomplish this year? Any award, anything like that that's on your radar?
I ain't got no awards on my radar except for the national championship, man. I just want that for this team. I want that for coach, man. I feel like we got the team. We got the team, man. And we just got to, you know, put all our puzzle pieces together and go out there and do it.
I've said it many times. I watched Greenville High play. Donnell Clark and I both looked out there and said, Clemson needs to offer this kid. And our audience agrees. Tyler Brown, thanks, my man. Really appreciate you joining us. Best of luck this weekend. Looking forward to catching up again real soon.
That sounds good. I appreciate you guys, too.
All right. Tyler Brown, man.